Did you have any things out there that you might eat with meat, a baked?
Eat with meat?
Uh-huh. You have a steak and you might have a baked, what?
Potato? No, we didn't have any potatoes.
You told me you used to bake sweet potatoes in the ashes. Mm-hmm. What does a sweet potato look like?
Well, there's two different kinds of potatoes. There's a red potato, kind of a reddish potato, and it's long and kind of round, kind of like a big cucumber, and it's smoother. It's real smooth skin. And we baked a lot of them on the fireplace in this Dutch oven I was talking about, but a lot of times we just cover them up with ashes and put some coals over them and bake them, and they'd be real good.
What do you call the other kinds of potatoes, do you know?
Irish potato and a sweet potato, and that's the kind of potatoes I know about. Now there's different names for each one of them. There's Nancy Yam sweet potatoes, and then there's this red potato's called something else, and then there's Irish potatoes that's called different things. Baked potatoes, white baking potatoes, and some of them are just a red potato.
What is something with a real strong odor that you can grow in a garden and makes tears come to your eyes when you cut it?
Onions. We have some of those too.
Do you have any of those little green ones, little ones? Or did you have
We did have, yes. And that's called a Bermuda onion. And then they have a red onion and a white onion, and they have multiplying onions and shell-out onions.
Okay.
Different kinds of onions.
If you leave an apple or a plum around, it'll dry up and the skin will
turn dark
or
rot, decay.
What do you say when the skin gets all crinkly and stuff? What do you say it has?
Wrinkled up.
Did you have any leafy vegetables out in your garden?
Like lettuce? No, we didn't have any lettuce or anything like that.
What is the
cabbage?
What do you say? Lettuce, you buy lettuce by the
head.
If you had two, you get two.
Two heads of lettuce.
Have you ever heard that used when speaking of people or children, the word heads?
Heads of the family?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard it like counting someone?
Counting the heads? Oh, yeah.
Do you have any beans out there? Any kind of beans?
No, I didn't grow any beans.
What kind of beans do you like to eat?
Well, I like those little white lima beans, and green beans is my two favorites.
Mm-hmm. What about green beans? Do you eat the whole pod, don't you?
Oh, yes.
What do you have to do to them? What do you usually do to them?
Well, they wash them real good first, and you string them. Some of them you have to string, some of them you don't. It's only whether it's a string bean or whether it's a bunch bean. Now, the bunch beans don't require any stringing, but the pole bean, they do require stringing. You have to get the strings off of them, wash them, get the strings off of them, and then they wash them again, and then they cook them down real good, and they're good, real good to eat.
If you don't want to eat the pod, then you have to
shell them. But they got to be big enough and old enough to shell. Well, usually when you eat them green, they're not old enough to shell. I like for them to get old enough for some of them to shell out really better.
What do you call the types of turnips? You know, if you take those and cook them, what do you have?
Well, turnip greens. They used to call it salad.
Yeah.